Alright guys, welcome to Bad Optics. This is episode 4. I'm finally on track with what episode I'm at. Cause hey, we're on iTunes. We finally made it. It's been a long journey. I'm done dropping the ball. I finally know what I'm doing. And we finally have a good core. Now, I know the first episodes were pretty bad. I re-listened to all of it, and it was pretty shitty. So thanks to all the people who gave me feedback. I really appreciate it. To all those who listened. You know, it really means a lot to me because this is my first couple episodes and they were pretty bad. Like, I'm re-listening to it and I didn't really make sense in, like, most of what I was saying. Like, I appreciate the good feedback. But if you told me all those episodes are good, I know you're lying. So thank you for being a good friend, but you're kind of lying to me. So, yeah. Anyway, so today's episode, we're going to focus on The Office. I know everyone loves The Office, and it's a good topic to really go on. So before we get into that, I want to tell you guys about Drafters.com. Now, I know most of you like making money. You know, that's what we're all about. And I know most of you are looking for jobs too. But let me tell you about how I make my money. So I work a couple days a week, and I'm fortunate enough I don't have to work 5 days a week because I can do part-time with my job because I'm making money on Drafters.com. Now, if you're a sports nerd like me and you're into all that and advanced analytical bullshit like that, Drafts.com is a great place for you to make money, for you to take part in fantasy sports with other people. So I know most of you have been part of your fantasy football, baseball leagues, and that's cool and all. And I know most of you, not me, most of you, but some of you have taken part in stuff like FanDuel or DraftKings, and that's all cool and all. I've been in that, and I've made my fair share of money, but I've also lost a lot of money. So with Drafters.com, it's a new concept. You're in a fantasy draft with other people. You can do one-on-one, like Drafters.com is, I like to do one-on-one matches, and there you're paired up with somebody, and it's like a full draft. You decide based on the games that are played that day. You have to pick players one by one who you want on your team. So for example, let's say, I used to use FanDuel all the time, and what really pissed me off with FanDuel is the fact that you would pick your lineup, someone else would pick their lineup, and you'd be pissed off because they'd have the same players as you. Let's say, for example, I had Mike Trout on my team, and other dude that I'm going head-to-head with, he would have Mike Trout on his team. So basically, they cancel each other out, and the outcome is based off of, let's say, maybe like 2-3 players, if you all think the same, and both of you have similar players. So with Drafters.com, you're going to have different players because it's a fantasy draft with just you and the other person. It's not you just picking a lineup. Like, however you feel, it's directly based off how the other person builds his team. So on Drafters.com, you're picking your pitcher and then your 9 other hitters, and it's all going to be different because it's all a full draft based on all the players. So none of you will have the same player on each team. So that's really cool. I'm a big fan of Drafters. They're pretty new from what I've seen, and definitely sign up. I've made about $50 a day on that, like on a good streak where I'm winning every day. I'm making around $250 a week. I don't like to bet more than around $20 because I'm not about that life, and I'm a pussy and I don't want to waste a lot of money. But hey, Drafters.com, you're making a lot of money if you know what you're doing. And I have to warn you, you should really make sure you do a lot of research into what players you're going to pick. I spend about 20 minutes a day picking out what's a good matchup, who set, like, weather conditions, look at all that. But if you know what you're doing, then you're going to make a lot of money on this. Definitely go to Drafters.com. When you're signing up, refer to me. I'll give you more details about that in a later episode, but definitely check it out. I know you guys want to make money. Like I said, I'm making around, on a good week, if I'm winning my contest, I'm winning like $250 a week just betting on baseball, just betting on players to succeed. So hopefully you guys can do it too. Shout out to my sons at Drafters.com for giving me this platform to talk about. Well, they're not giving me the platform, but for being a possible sponsor. And I really like Drafters.com. I'm making money just because I'm a baseball nerd. So that could be you too. So let's talk about The Office now. Now, I know we all like The Office. Who doesn't like The Office? We love Michael Scott and his antics. You know what? Let's look at the whole. I want to go one by one with this whole cast. Okay, so we know everyone's favorite character is Mike Scott. There's Jen. You know what's funny about The Office? None of these, none of the characters, none of them are really famous. Like, I've never seen any of the characters on anything else. Obviously, like, John Krasinski, he kind of got famous after The Office with Jim. Yo, I'm gonna have a big rant about Jim. People don't know, I don't like Jim Halpert at all. In fact, I'm titling this podcast, Jim Halpert is a dick. He's not a good guy at all, and I'll get into that later. But, hey, I really like The Office. Like, comedy-wise, when I first watched The Office, let me tell you when I first started watching The Office. It's around, I would say, let's see, The Office came out in 2005, and I would say I started watching it around, towards the end of it. I would say around the last couple seasons. It's definitely when Michael Scott was there, but maybe about two seasons before he left. And so a lot of people, when they watch The Office now, they're watching it back because they didn't watch it when it was actually going on. I actually watched it when it was going on, so I had a complete different opinion on all the characters. Because if you look at how I started watching it when Pam and Jim were already together, so I didn't really see a story of how they got together. They were already together once I first started watching it. I only saw like the end part of The Office. I never really watched the beginning. So in the past year, I've been watching The Office from the beginning, and I'm totally seeing how all these relationships started getting built. So I'm looking back at it. Jim is a bad guy. You know, I was thinking for a while to have our own bad guy list. So if you've been listening to the past couple episodes, I already have Eric Flowers. He's a bad guy. Steve Buscemi, he could be a bad guy, but I'm gonna give him a pass. Because even though he looks like a fish, I'll still give him the benefit of the doubt that he's a good guy. who else? In my NFL episode, so Eric Flowers was a bad guy for NBA. I said Michael Jordan was a bad guy. I'll still go with that. So I'm adding Jim Halpert to the bad guy list. And I have reasons for thinking, oh shit, who just sent me a text? Damn, this bitch is annoying. Anyway, Jim Halpert's a bad guy. And before I get into that, let's just go over other characters in The Office, the ones that we all know and love. Let's see. Where the fuck is the cast? Well, I'm wasting valuable airtime here. I'm so sorry. I should be prepared. I actually don't have notes today. I'm so sorry. I said I'd have notes, but hey, I still suck. And you all lied to me saying the episodes were good, so I don't forgive you. Okay, so Michael Scott was played by Steve Carell. Obviously, Steve Carell, he's been... Actually, he got really famous off of this. I know he was in The Anchorman, the Ron Burgundy shit. He was in 40-Year-Old Virgin. He was in Evan Almighty. Yeah, I like that movie. It was good. Actually, yeah, he was famous, and I'm glad he got his own show. Steve Carell is mad funny. Michael Scott... Think about Michael Scott, he kind of reminds me of myself in a way. He's like really cringy. He tries to be funny all the time, even when it's inappropriate. I could really, you know, I really respect that. There's Dwight Schrute. I, you know what, compared to other people, I don't really like the Dwight. I never thought the Dwight character was that great anyway. Like, I understand why. Like, I understand the Dwight character, that he's like overly, obedient. That he's like weird, like, he can't really socialize well, and he's like really awkward. But I never thought he was that funny. Like those farm jokes and shit, it wasn't that great. And to be under Jim's pranks, but you know, the character didn't really do much for me. In the end, I kind of liked him because when I first started watching The Office, I thought he was funny. But Dwight's kind of overrated. I like Pam. I mean, Pam wasn't bad. Looking back now, since I watched the first seasons of The Office, yo, Ron, who was her first boyfriend? Roy? Yeah, Roy was an asshole. Like, I know Jim was a dick, but Roy was also an asshole, so... if you ever thought Roy and Pam were a good couple, then I can't fuck with you. I'm sorry. Ryan, yo, so when I first started watching Ryan Howard, and when I started watching Office in the beginning, that was when Ryan was already in a good position, and once I started watching the first seasons of The Office, I noticed how Ryan... His character was totally different. He was just an intern there, I think. And it was so funny seeing the relationship between Michael and Ryan. Because the whole time, Michael is trying to be like his boss. But he's also trying to be his friend, too. So in a way, he's trying to be like a cool boss-friend type relationship. And he's like really obsessed with Ryan. And I really didn't know that when I was first watching The Office. So Ryan's character was awesome. And I've seen Ryan. Ryan was in Inglourious Basterds. I didn't even realize that. Like, yo, what the fuck? Is that Ryan? That's hilarious. Andy Bernard, we all love Nard Dog. Ed Helms has been a couple other shit too. Let's see other characters. Stanley. Yo, Kevin was my favorite character. Kevin is hilarious. If Kevin's not your favorite character, then we need some talking, because he's so stupid. But he plays the character so well. Meredith, we just love, you know that famous scene where she just shows her tits out of nowhere? That shit's funny. Angela, I mean, I get her character too. She's not supposed to be funny, but she plays it well. I can't mess with that. Oscar, he has his moments. I get it, because he's supposed to be a gay character in the show. He's not bad. Phyllis, yeah, she's so sweet. I love her. Kelly, yeah, she's really funny. I like Kelly a lot. She actually got, she's probably the most famous one out of the whole cast after The Office ended. There's Toby. You know, I like Toby too. He plays his role well. Creed. I think Creed's overrated. People like him because he's like weird and shit, but he didn't really do a lot for me. I know in the end he got arrested, so that was funny. They ended that character well. Let's see, Daryl. Yeah, Daryl didn't really do a lot for me. Even when he got a bigger role, I didn't really like him that much. Let's see, Gabe. Yo, I love, did you guys watch, what's that show, Silicon Valley with Gabe, with Zach Woods? Yo, in Silicon Valley, I like him a lot. In The Office, he has moments too, because he plays that awkward dude role really well. I like, if you know, I like awkward dudes, like those characters, because I can relate to it a lot, because I'm fucking awkward as hell too. So yeah, let's talk about why you really are here. It's because Jim is an asshole. Now, some of you are wondering, how could you think that Jim is such a nice guy? Look at how he treats Pam and shit. But think about it, Jim is kind of psychotic when we first meet him. So we start here. So in the beginning of The Office, Jim and Pam, they work together. But Pam is an engaged woman. She's with Roy. And, you know, you can't mess with an engaged woman like that. I mean, for me, like, we've all been there. Like, I've been in times where I've totally had a crush on a girl who's in a relationship, but I'm not actively trying to. I'm not saying that Jim was actively trying to break them up, but there's boundaries. Like, I remember that one episode where Jim was, like, all on her. What was it? He, like, started grabbing her from the back and shit. Like, that was really creepy, bro. What is Jim trying to do? And then, I remember that episode where I think Amy Adams guest starred. She was in a couple episodes. She was like the hot girl selling bags or some shit. And at that point, Jim is trying to be manipulative. He goes out with Amy Adams' character. I forgot her name. I think it was Katie or some shit. So he goes out with Katie. And it's obvious he's trying to get Pam jealous. That relationship ends on the Booze Cruise episode, which you gotta watch that Booze Cruise episode, because that's the episode where Michael just starts dancing. Just look it up. Michael Scott dance, Booze Cruise. I'm pretty sure if you look that up, you'll find something. He just starts dancing out of nowhere. Yo, I love Michael so much, man. I have a bad guy list. I'll probably have a I love you list with Eli Manning, LeBron James, or Michael Scott. Anyway, so in that episode, after Jim gets all depressed and shit after Roy and Pam set a date for their wedding, and then he just breaks up with Amy Adams out of nowhere, and he brung her to a trip because Amy Adams' character Katie, what the fuck am I calling? Katie really liked Jim, so Jim takes her to the cruise, and he breaks up with her on site. He just breaks up with her out of nowhere, just because he's so pissed that Pam and Roy are, like, officially getting engaged. So that's a dick move. And she's just there at the cruise all alone. Like, how could you do that? It's really messed up. And then later, like I said, at the dojo, Jim basically grabs Pam from the back. Like, you can't do that. Like, if she's single, that's one thing, because they have a good relationship with each other. But she's engaged, bro. You can't do that. So later in the season, when they have a surprise birthday party, Michael doesn't invite Michael to it, which is pretty messed up too. Like, he knew that Michael knew there was a party going on, and he still wouldn't invite him. So in the end, he did. Actually, no, he didn't, because Michael came in out of nowhere. But yeah, Jim's an asshole. And then can we talk about how he's such an asshole to Dwight? Like, I get it, you don't like Dwight, but Dwight has never done anything bad to Jim. And Jim's just, like, pranking him the whole time. Like, I feel bad for Dwight. I genuinely feel bad for Dwight. Like, leave him alone. He's just trying to do his job. you know, why is he, and like that episode where he puts he moves his whole he moves Dwight's whole office to the bathroom, the episode where he puts a staple in jelly, like, I mean, that's fucking bullying. I don't appreciate that, Jim. You're an asshole, and I hope you get fucked up. Like, I wanted Roy to beat the shit out of Jim. Like, even though I didn't like Roy, you know, Jim is a bad character. And he needs to get what he deserves. And Jim, overall, he's, like, really manipulative toward Pam. I mean, I remember that basketball episode where he's guarding Roy. He, like, elbows him in the face and shit. Like, he knows what he's doing. Don't get it confused. Jim is a bad guy. And the whole time, he's manipulating Pam by... he's manipulating Pam by always playing the charming, fun, cool guy. And talk about Karen. He eventually goes out with Karen. I think that was Rashida Jones. I like her a lot in Parks and Recreation. She's a good actor. So after Jim realizes that he and Pam may not work out, he ends up going out with Karen. And they eventually move out of Scranton to New York. So I thought it was really, I really like Karen. I like Pam better. And like, I have no problem with Jim and Pam together. So after they move out of New York, she eventually, Karen the whole time, she kind of realized that maybe Jim had feelings for Pam. So then once they move out of Scranton to New York, he of course admits then that he has feelings for her. And, you know, it's really messed up because Karen the whole time, she kind of knew this. She's been always hinting at him, oh, did you ever have feelings for Pam? And Jim's always ignoring the question because he's a bad guy, of course. So eventually he ends up leaving Karen all alone in New York to ask Pam out on a date, because at that time Pam and Roy were broken up. So he left Karen all alone in New York. Have you ever been in the city late at night? It's dangerous out here, and he left Karen all alone. Jim, such a bad guy. And then after that, I could just skip a couple of seasons. Eventually, Jim and Pam get together. But things, he's still a bad guy after that. Jim ends up buying a house without telling Pam. Can you imagine that? You're married to your wife and you buy a whole fucking house without telling your wife? Unbelievable. And even after that, I think in the next season, he ends up taking a job with Athlete in Philly. So he ends up moving. He takes a job. He moves to Philly. He does all of this without telling Pam. He's so afraid of Pam, even though he's married to her. That's the love of his life. He doesn't tell her anything. He's such a bad guy. He doesn't even do that. And this is all after he had kids with Pam. So he has kids. He has so much responsibilities. And he has so much responsibilities, but he doesn't even take initiative. He's not the great guy that everyone tries to make him out to be. And it's a shame that people love Jim so much, because he's really one of the worst characters in The Office. And it makes me sad. And, you know, I think I'm going to cry. I'm going to edit this out later, because it's so sad just talking about how bad of a guy Jim is. But, hey, that's what I have. Jim Halpert is a bad guy. Add him to the list. I hope I change your mind on the character. And... we still like The Office. The Office is a great show. It's just too bad that Jim is such a bad character. And if you think about it, Dwight was the real hero. I don't even like the Dwight character, but Dwight was the main hero in The Office. And I'm so glad in the end he was able to take over from Michael Scott. So there you go. That's the end of Bad Optics. I should have an episode out next week. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe. Tell your friends. Actually, don't tell your friends, because these episodes are still kind of shitty. So maybe tell them in about a month. But thanks for listening. All right.